Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, today on the program, we're going to be taking a look at a rising industry in Taiwan that is getting a lot of international attention. It's design, and design is a very broad term. It's a broad industry. It's
just
people who come up with innovative ways of making things, of making products that look in a way that is appealing to other people. They're innovative, they're new, they're fresh, and it just makes people want to buy them. The way these things look, that's the design of these products, and it can be anything, and what they're finding is that people from Taiwan have a lot of good ideas about design.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Design can be making a product look pretty or just attractive to your eye, but it can also make it function better, too. So we're going to be taking a look at some of the design work that has been done in Taiwan and why it's so great, so creative, and about a book called Taiwan Design that actually features products that have been designed in Taiwan by Taiwanese people. So let's get started, guys. We're going to read through today's article, and then we'll be back to talk about Taiwanese design.
It might not be long before the world starts paying closer attention to Taiwanese design. In fact, the island of Formosa could even be at the forefront of innovation in years to come. Annie Ivanova, an experienced international curator from Australia, was fascinated by Taiwanese design and noticed its potential to change the world. The only problem was that there was very little literature on the topic in English. It became Annie's mission to draw international attention to the country's stylish and economical advances in technology, ecology, and culture. Taiwan is a country where earthquakes, typhoons, and high levels of humidity are frequent, challenging designers to develop products that can withstand these environmental conditions. Moreover, with decades of manufacturing knowledge under its belt, Taiwan continuously finds solutions for better living. These factors, along with Taiwan's rich cultural background, are what shape Taiwanese design. Aware that Taiwan had not yet successfully established itself in the global market, Annie was inspired to give a voice to Taiwan's emerging creative industry. Annie dedicated 2 years to traveling around the island, visiting 350 companies and conducting 150 interviews to uncover the stories behind Taiwanese design. Her book, Taiwan by Design, features 88 products selected by Annie herself. The products were selected based on specific criteria. They had to emphasize innovation and focus on the environment. In addition, they had to effectively communicate Taiwanese history to the rest of the world and represent Taiwan's everyday life. Gogoro, the world's first smart scooter, and Dadong's multifunctional rice cooker are just a couple of the sleek designs that made the cut. Another example is the TripView Bowl, a porcelain bowl that is ornately illustrated with many famous Taiwanese landscapes. Taiwan by Design definitely redefines Taiwanese design and demonstrates to the whole world just how much innovative talent this beautiful island has to offer.
So we're going to be talking about, I guess, giving Taiwan more publicity, showing people around the world what kind of design Taiwanese have come up with. So that's kind of fun. We're taking Taiwan design to the international stage. If you take something to the international stage, you're just giving people around the world a look at something. And we definitely want to promote Taiwanese design because we think it's quite wonderful. We're going to be talking about a lady named Annie Ivanova. She's actually an Australian lady who, I guess, came into contact with Taiwan and became very interested or fascinated by some of the design and went on to collect and publish a book about Taiwanese design, which is really cool. Now, it might not be long before the world starts paying closer attention to Taiwanese design. You know, sometimes People are busy in their own lives and they just are unaware of what's going on around the world. So when they get a chance, we want to make sure and promote Taiwan because there's a lot of wonderful things happening here.
That's right. The article goes on to say, in fact, the island of Formosa could even be at the forefront of innovation in years to come. Of course, Formosa is the historical name for Taiwan, the old Portuguese Ilha Formosa, the beautiful island. And it could even be at the forefront of innovation in years to come. If you're at the forefront of something, it means you are leading the way in a particular industry or in a certain field, perhaps in arts or sports or technology. If you're at the forefront, it means you are the leader. You're the first to do something, and perhaps at a certain time, you are the best at doing something as well. We're saying the island of Formosa could be at the forefront of innovation. Innovation means finding new ways to do something and finding better ways or more efficient ways of doing something. That's what innovation is.
Mm-hmm.
If you are innovative, if you're an innovative person, it just means that you are good at finding new, better, and more effective ways to do something. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about Formosa or Taiwan. They could be leading the way in terms of innovation in the years to come or in the future.
Cool. Now, this lady, Annie Ivanova, like I said, she's from Australia. She's defined here or explained as being an experienced international curator. A curator is somebody who typically works for a museum, and they're really good at one particular area of art or history, and they go around the world collecting pieces and putting them together for usually museums, but it doesn't have to be a museum. She's a curator and has been traveling around the world for a while, and I guess she found Taiwan and thought, oh, they do some really cool things here. It says here she was fascinated by Taiwanese design. If you're fascinated by something, you just think it's really cool and it's hard to look away. You just want to spend a lot of time and attention looking at something or appreciating something. Being fascinated by something is always fun because it means life is suddenly more exciting. So she thought Taiwanese design was great and noticed its potential to change the world. If you have potential, it means you have the ability to one day become something. We'll often talk about how kids have a lot of potential. They're still young. There's still a lot to learn, but they have the ability, the possibility of becoming great one day.
That's right. If we're talking about potential, it means that someone or something hasn't done something yet, usually, but they could. It looks like they might have the ability to do that thing in the future. So she's saying that Taiwanese design, it looks like it could change the world in the future. Now we learn what the problem is, though. It says the only problem was that there was very little literature on the topic in English. So, of course, you know, in the Chinese or Mandarin-speaking world, there'd be tons of information about Taiwanese design. The problem is that in the rest of the world, not a lot of people speak Mandarin or speak Chinese or read it. Fewer still are able to read it. So if they want to learn about it, they need information or literature in English. Literature refers to written words. Literature can refer to books or poems. Anything that is written can be referred to as literature. So they need information in English in order to spread the word about Taiwanese design around the world. So how are they going to do that?
Well, she has come up with something that's going to help the rest of the world learn about Taiwan's design. It became her mission, her goal in life, to draw attention, international attention, that is, to the country's stylish and economical advances in technology, ecology, and culture. If you're stylish or fashionable, you know that. Wow, I really like your pants. They're really stylish. Or, wow, you look really stylish today. And also economical. This word just means giving someone lots of good value or service in comparison to the amount of money you have to pay. So you have to compare how much you get with how much it costs, and that gives you an idea if it's economical or not. We also use the pronunciation economical, but generally in Taiwan, I know with your KK system, you guys like to say economical. So economical advances. Advances means progress, especially technological progress. Progress in things like technology, ecology, and culture. Ecology refers to our world and just how the things in our world, people, plants, animals relate to each other. That's ecology.
Now let's learn about how Taiwan itself relates to design
here,
how the two things influence each other. Now, we know that Taiwan is a country where earthquakes, typhoons, and high levels of humidity are frequent. Yes, we have lots of earthquakes, hundreds of them per year, actually, from very, very small ones to, unfortunately, larger, much scarier ones that cause a lot of damage. We also get a lot of typhoons during the spring, summer, and even into the fall months. Those can be very destructive as well and cause a lot of damage. Also, a big factor in Taiwan with everything are the high levels of humidity. Humidity refers to the moisture or the water that is in the air, and there is a lot of it in Taiwan because it's an island. We're surrounded by water. So there's going to be a lot of humidity, and if there's a lot of moisture in the air, it makes the already high temperatures seem even hotter. And also, when there's a lot of moisture in the air, it can break a lot of things down. It can be very damaging to all sorts of materials, from fabrics to building materials.
Metal.
It can cause it to rust much more easier.
Right.
So, as opposed to dry environments, humidity can also be very destructive. So all these things, the earthquakes, the typhoons, the humidity, they challenge designers to develop products that can withstand these environmental conditions. If you can withstand something, it means you can survive or keep going through some difficult circumstances or conditions. So all these things are difficult, but these designers have to design products that can survive all of these things.
Yeah, a similar verb for withstand would be endure. So you've got some hard things coming at you, but you're able to continue unaffected or undamaged by something. You don't let that opposition stop you. Well, Taiwan does have a lot of things that they have to combat, or combat, you could say. And this challenges the designers to try to come up with products that can survive in these kind of conditions. We're going to talk about some of these things, guys, but first we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 我们今天要看的是第13单元。好，这个单元呢，要谈艺术，而且跟台湾有关。好，我们看一下，台湾的设计在国际上知名度高吗？或许不是，但是已经有人开始注意到了，而且我们想要好好的宣传，好好的让全世界人知道台湾的设计是很棒的。我们先看这边开头就提到 It might not be long before the world starts paying closer attention to Taiwanese design。这句话哦，其实应该要注意的是句型，就是你要讲不久，这个不久啊，在英文里面比较简单的可能就是把它变成 before long， 这也代表不久，但是如果你把它变成这个句构，也就是 it is not long， it won't be long， it will not be long， 或者是 it might not be long， 然后再接before， 好，后面再加一个点，时间的点，那这也是表示不久，所以这里就是在不久的未来，全世界可能就会开始注意台湾的设计了。接下来呢，下面就说那是怎么一回事。事实上呢，我们说台湾是 Formosa， 那这个岛屿它未来呢可能会是在创新的最前端，好，英文的最前端 at the forefront。 好，我们来看为什么这么说。这一边有一位很重要的人，他是一个国际策展人。国际策展人，我们看到他用的这个字 International Curator， 这个 Curator 我们知道本来这个字指的常常是在讲 博物馆它的馆长，但是呢，像这个地方它是一个艺术品的一个策展人，那我们也可是用 curator 这个词来表示。 Annie 呢，她是来自于澳洲，她对于台湾的设计呢非常着迷，所以说她呢也想到了，注意到其实台湾的设计并不简单。不过有一点她提到说，有关于这个方面台湾的设计方面用英文写的 literature 并不多。好，我们先看什么叫 literature。 我们如果看这个字，一般第一个联想到的是它代表文学啊，或者是文学作品。不过呢，这里我们如果讲文学作品就会很奇怪，其实 literature 它有一个在论文写作的时候，它的 literature 指的就是文字的记录、文献的资料，或者是所有相关的出版品、出版资料。所以这里也就是告诉大家，有关于台湾的设计啊，用英文出版的，其实这些文字部分记录是非常有限的。好，那所以呢， Annie 他就决定他要让全世界都注意到台湾在这个时尚方面，在艺术、在科技、在生态文化方面，诶，所有的进展他要让全世界看到。好，我们来看下面这一段啊，我们知道台湾本身我们自己的状况，这里地震多、台风多，然后呢湿度也很高。看到这个句构上有一个 where， 当你提到 where 这个字哦，其实它很有趣，因为呢我们也知道在考试的时候，往往我们会在写题目上发现，只要碰到 where、 which 这种关系代名词或关系副词的使用上，会有那么一点搞不清楚。但是以这个句子在这边来看，我们看 where， 当然它取代的就是指说In Taiwan, in this country， 在这里啊有什么样的状况，所以他用的是关系副词。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're talking about Annie Ivanova. She is an Australian woman who just decided, I think Taiwan's great and it's fascinating and I want to do some study and publish a book about some of the wonderful Taiwanese design that is here. So we talked about how Taiwan is kind of a tough country for designers because we've got earthquakes and typhoons and a lot of rain and humidity, and those are all kind of difficult environmental challenges. Now, it says here in the second paragraph, moreover, with decades of manufacturing knowledge under its belt, Taiwan continuously finds solutions for better living. That's one thing that Taiwan is really good at, and that's manufacturing. Manufacturing is a term we use when we're talking about using big pieces of machinery to produce large quantities of some sort of product. It could be shoes or clothes. I think they might be talking about computer chips, which Taiwan does so well. If you have something under your belt, experience, knowledge, it means you've had some experience working at those things and you're pretty good at it. It's nothing new for you. You feel like you can handle it.
Now, these factors, along with Taiwan's rich cultural background, are what shape Taiwanese design. Okay, so we know that Taiwan is good at manufacturing and they've learned to deal with these difficult environmental conditions. So these factors or these elements, along with a rich cultural background, shape Taiwanese design. The cultural background are just all the things that make up the unique culture here. So all the history, all the art, all the literature, those are all parts of the culture and they shape Taiwanese design. Shape here means to influence or to make something what it is. We often use shape to describe art, like a sculptor is working to make a sculpture, something like that. They have to shape the clay or whatever material they are working with. So we use shape in a similar way here to say that we are shaping Taiwanese design. So these things come together to make Taiwanese design the unique entity that it is.
Yeah, you could also say parents shape their children. You know, they influence us a lot. This is the same sort of thing. Now, aware that Taiwan had not yet successfully established itself in the global market, Annie was inspired to give a voice to Taiwan's emerging creative industry. Because of the difference in language and sometimes I feel like Taiwan's very, very far away from everything else. Sometimes it's hard to get established in the global market where products that you produce right here in your country are being sold around the world and are doing very well in that market. Well, she was concerned about Taiwan's emerging creative industry, which does include design. If you're a designer, you're creative. And if you're emerging, it means you're just starting. So you're kind of just becoming more important. People are becoming more aware of you as you're emerging. We often will talk about an emerging star, you know, someone who's just started performing and the public is just starting to notice them.
Now, Annie dedicated 2 years to traveling around the island. It says dedicated 2 years. Dedicated here means to give something. Usually it means to give a certain effort or give an amount of time or an amount of money to give something. Dedicate 2 years just means she spent 2 years of her life traveling around the island of Taiwan, visiting 350 companies and conducting 150 interviews to uncover the stories behind Taiwanese design. Conduct here is basically just saying to do something, to do a certain action. We use this in particular circumstances, though. We will say conduct an interview or conduct an investigation. It usually refers to something that is serious or official in some way. So conducting an interview just means she is talking to designers, the people who designed these products, to uncover these stories behind Taiwanese design. So she wanted to figure out what's interesting about these products. How did they come to be the way that they are and what makes them uniquely Taiwanese?
That's right. When you say conduct, I also think of the verb phrase to carry out is similar. Here, her book, Taiwan by Design, features 88 products selected by Annie herself. After all of this research, investigation, interviews, she decided, I want to pick these 88 products to represent Taiwan design. The products were selected based on specific criteria. Specific means clearly identified, clearly defined. So she knew what she was looking for. So it's her criteria, not anybody else's, it's Annie's. Criteria here is just a standard that you're going to use to judge something or decide something. Criteria is the plural form of criterion, which is a singular form. So criteria is plural. Be careful with that and never put an S on there. That's wrong. So again, criterion is the singular form. Criteria is the plural form. We often use different criteria to hire people for a job. Or maybe you have different criteria on deciding who you want to date, things like that.
That's right. These are the standards. So let's learn what Annie's standards were for putting these things into her book. It says they had to emphasize innovation and focus on the environment. So to emphasize means to give something a high level of importance. So they had to be innovative. They had to show innovation. They had to be new. They had to be exciting in some way. They had to be different. And they also had to focus on the environment. So they had to have something to do with the natural world. In addition, they had to effectively communicate Taiwanese history to the rest of the world and represent Taiwan's everyday life. So this is very challenging. All these things had to be encompassed within a product. So they had to focus on the environment, emphasize innovation, effectively communicate Taiwanese history. Effectively just means to do something well. And to communicate means to get a certain point across. So within a product, they had to say something about Taiwanese history to the rest of the world and also represent or symbolize in some way Taiwan's everyday life. So how do all these things come together in a product? Well, let's meet at least one or a couple of these products right now.
There's Gogoro. It's the world's first smart scooter. So it's a scooter that's really smart. And Dadong's multifunctional rice cooker. Dadong is a huge label, a huge company in Taiwan, as you know. And the rice cookers are great here. Multifunctional means it has a lot of different functions to it. You can cook rice, of course, but you can also steam fish in there. I've steamed zongzi in my rice cooker. They're quite useful. You can cook a lot of different things in there. It says here they have sleek designs. Sleek designs means smooth, nothing extra. Sleek can also mean like really glossy hair, ladies. But it also just means really compact, nothing extra that you don't need. Really ingenious, very clever design. If you make the cut, it means you are good enough to be included in somebody's criteria.
Another example is the TripView Bowl, a porcelain bowl that is ornately illustrated with many famous Taiwanese landscape. Porcelain is a material that is used often in design. It's just a clay, I believe, that has been exposed to high temperatures. Mm-hmm. It's been fired in a kiln. K-I-L-N is what is used to make porcelain. It is ornately illustrated. Ornately just means something is very fancy and artistic. It's got some nice drawings on it or illustrations, perhaps. Illustrated just means refers to things that are drawn by hand, or perhaps in this case, in the modern age, it can be done using computers as well. And it's illustrated with many famous Taiwanese landscapes. So scenes from Taiwan.
From the scenery here. Now, Taiwan Design is the name of the book.
Taiwan by Design.
Taiwan by Design is the name of the book. And it definitely, or without doubt, there's no doubt about it, redefines Taiwanese design and demonstrates or shows to the whole world just how much innovative talent this beautiful island has to offer. Oftentimes when you go to the grocery stores or big stores like Costco, they will demonstrate some of their products. You can either taste some things or see how some piece of equipment works. We hope you get a chance to pick up a copy of Taiwan Design. I want to see it myself just to really see what's going on in this beautiful country. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来往下看下面对于这个台湾的设计如何扬名国际的介绍。那这边下面一个句子很长也很重要，请特别注意哦。从 these factors 这个主词之后，它有一个 along with， 然后这个介系词偏于，然后断开来，然后呢再往下两个逗点。逗点后面 are what shaped Taiwanese design。 好，注意到结构上的主词是 these factors， 动词事实上要在逗点后面的 are 看起，那个才是动词。而动词后面 what shaped Taiwanese design 这个子句本身就是它的补语。不过我们要提到 what 很特别，因为 what它常常在句子里头它有连接词的功能，而以 what 在这个位置上我们称它为复合冠带，因为呢它同时本身是这个子句本身的主词，它又同时引导出这个子句名词子句来当做主词补语放在 be 动词后面，所以它有双重的功能，我们称这样的 what 叫复合冠带。好，再来下面这一段呢就提到 Annie 她花了两年的时间然后游遍台湾。好，注意到这个动词 dedicate， dedicate 后面加时间加精力，然后后面会加一个 to something， 也就是致力于什么，集中火力做什么事。那这个 to 它是一个介系词，所以后面要接的是名词，或者是碰到动词要改成动名词，这也就是为什么这边的 travel 变成了 traveling。 好，当然接下来它下面呢又继续介绍了 Annie 她写了一本书，把台湾这边的88样产品作为它的特色，然后里面详加介绍，这样当然也是 帮助台湾，让台湾走到国际的舞台。那其中后面有提到几个东西是大家可能耳熟能详的，其中还包括大同电锅。好，那说到这些呢，可以说是台湾之光。我们呢也希望台湾的设计在未来继续受到国际的重视。我们今天节目就到这边结束，下次见。
That's our show for today. We hope you've enjoyed learning all about Taiwanese design, going to the international stage, and if you have a chance, look for Annie Ivanova's book, Taiwan by Design. As for Stephanie and myself, we're out of time, so until the next edition of English Digest, I'm Joe.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.